We are now officially in the month of March. Damn. January, February said, get out my way.
Yeah, they flew by. They absolutely flew by.
Well, it's Michael Witt.
Tatiana.
Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. The weather's been a little crazy, but yeah. Let's just get to it, though.
Yeah, you're most definitely. So, today we're going to roll on into personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it may sound kind of weird talking about personal branding as being a business owner.
Yeah.
But if you look at a lot of these personas, and I'll say personalities, that have brands, they're basically sold off of them. The person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so like, it is a difference between personal branding and what we've talked about in the past, you know, brand everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think probably even now, we may have a different perspective on that too. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So it is a difference between personal branding and branding everything as a business, right? So when you out in public, and whether you're governing yourself accordingly.
Looking like you got some sense.
Yeah, got some kumph about yourself. Or not, you know.
Just acting an ass.
That affects your personal brand. Because believe it or not, like, people buy your brand by buying into you.
That's exactly a big fact.
Yeah, so if you out there wearing your own product and you showing your entire ass, sugar, you know, you are impacting negatively your personal brand, how you move, how you respond, how you react, how you interact, how you engage, how you talk to people, how your conversations flow. That's all going to feed into your personal brand.
Yeah.
That's what people are going to judge.
Yeah, that is true. Like this podcast. People may be tuning in for the knowledge, but they're also tuning in for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've had to be sold something personally by us, or there has to be something personally endearing that we're putting out there that people want to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate you all. They also want to tune in on us. Even like when it goes for the apparel, you know, and also that apparel is always it. www.watchfor4thehook.com. Even the apparel, it has a message. It has a meaning behind it. So somebody that's looking at that apparel, if we come out with something that doesn't seem to match what we've been doing, meaningful or messaging or positive based, they're going to be like, the hell happened to them?
Right. What they got? What's going on in their life?
Yeah. Did they flip the script?
Right. What they doing now? Right. Are they staying true to themselves?
Yeah. And that comes from personal branding. We decided that we were just going to not just put something out there, but put something meaningful.
Yeah.
That comes from personal branding. Well, you just throw something out there, but
I don't think that comes from personal branding. I mean, your personal brand is you.
Because what we're trying to do is meaningful.
Right. Right. Yeah. But that does affect like your brand.
Oh, yeah.
It absolutely does. But just focusing on personal branding, you are your brand. The human being is the brand. It's called personal for a reason.
Exactly.
The person is the brand.
You're the key element.
Yeah. So if you out here supposedly spearhead an organization in whatever capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that are looking up to you, you know, just you know, just in a literal sense, they see your personal brand.
Yes.
They see like your morals, yeah, your standards. They see like how you expect people to comply if you hold people accountable. They see that, and they also see when you make concessions regarding people.
They see when you are not being your true self.
Right. Or when you picking and choosing.
Yeah.
That doesn't align with the facade of the personal brand that you put out there.
They say you ain't standing on business.
You're not.
You just out here standing.
Yeah. Or if you claim you know, part of your personal brand is just, you know, being peaceful. But every time somebody see you out, you showing your ass.
You out here causing a wreck.
Yeah, you out here with this.
So personally, who are you?
Right. That doesn't align with your facade of a personal brand.
And that's when they start questioning, is this shit even real?
Yeah, because if you have another brand, and you know, an actual brand, a tangible brand, something that you are branding, whether it's a product or a service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that leads into it. That'll make people go towards it or go away from it.
Yep.
That'll make people come back.
Exactly. And you get a customer once, probably off just what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you get repeat customers off them believing what you're doing.
Right.
Or believing what
right.
you're
really,
saying.
Yeah, really buying into you.
Exactly. Yeah. Buying into you. And speaking of buying into you, like, Podcast Money merch is still on the website. We're still looking for those entrepreneurs or people who think about being entrepreneurs who maybe want to take that leap of faith. Hey, we want to help you decide if that leap of faith is even worth it.
Before you dump your pocket.
Exactly. So Podcast Money merch is on the tab at www.watch4thehook.com. Click that free informational call with me and Miss Parker. Hey, and we'll sit down and talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see, that's even part of our personal brand.
It is.
Part of us going through what we've gone through said, man, we can't let this keep happening to other people just like us who are putting in a hard-earned time, money, and effort. And they're just confused or just needing a little bit more better direction than
uh-huh. just
fending for themselves. You know, y'all can always check out that Fending for Yourselves episode. And you know, that's why we came up with Podcast Money merch. We're just like, our persona said, man, we just can't let people go through this.
Hey, right, right.
It ain't cool.
Right, right. Because the actual tangible brand is those unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah.
Part of our personal brand is like putting the info out there, right? Because it might be, you know, negative impacts that we experience
yes.
personally,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we give it to you up front, right? Yep. We're going to positively impact you by hopefully helping you negate those negative impacts and experiences. Yeah.
We're trying to help y'all avoid some of these pitfalls and potholes and all those just negative things.
That aligns with our value.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do. That's part of our strategic processes.
We're cool with reach one, teach one, help one. Man, listen, but we always say it's enough to go around.
It is.
The only thing that's not enough to go around is being negative, not putting back into what you want to get out of something.
Yeah.
And that's just part of what we deal with personally. We're like, we've had the bad things, the skimmers, the scammers.
I was like, no, you were going to say skimmers. No, I'm going to say scam.
Yeah, all that stuff. And we're like, we can help somebody else not get scammed.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a win for us.
It sure is. Yeah.
And that's just part of our personal branding. Our personal branding is like, we have been through some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some of the bullshit things we've been through.
The bullshit seats.
Yeah. And by the way, this is how you can try to avoid the bullshit tees,
yeah.
the bullshitters,
yeah.
and the bullshit or. Because it's a bunch of them out there. And so that's why we do it. Like I say, we've been doing this podcast going on almost 3 years. We'll be on 3 years in a few months.
Yeah, we will. We're getting close to it.
And we've done that as part of our personal branding. We didn't start out in podcasting.
No, we did not.
We navigated over the podcast.
Yes. No matter how or why we navigated there, we did. And it has been one of the most therapeutic things for me as far as like really talking about or just exposing these experiences within this business world. Like, it's been so therapeutic because, you know, it's nothing better than to be out somewhere and someone comes up to you and they reference an episode, or they cite something you said in an episode that ended up being like a one liner, and you're like, oh, wait, you really did listen.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you,
like,
man.
That's like the best feeling in the world. So it's like, okay, what else do I have in my pocket I can put out there? Because I have plenty, a plenty of stories to tell.
And as we keep going on these journeys, we're going to get more stories.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Stories ain't going to stop.
No, they're not. They'll stop when we stop. And seeing as how we don't plan on stopping no time soon,
exactly.
We'll keep a story or two.
Yeah, man. The way we look at it, when we look at these as us just personal, as being the persons behind the brand.
That's right.
That's another thing. You can be personally branding yourself, or you can have tangible brands. But as you, the person behind the brands, you get to see so much other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of people kind of don't realize when you're in business. That when you're behind, as they call the veil curtain,
yeah,
child, you see it all.
Yeah, some of you don't want to see.
Because like you said, we grew up with family members that had businesses. Child, we didn't know all this shit went on behind the doors.
No, and it's crazy because I've seen some snippets or some tidbits just in the last couple of weeks of people just kind of highlighting. And it was a very, you know, negative experience that kind of went along the lines of support for business ventures. And I just kind of nodded my head and like, yeah, we talked about that topic like 2 years ago. So I'm not saying we were forging, you know, we were forging or leading the way. I'm just like, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely. No matter when you experience it, how you experience it, best believe somebody else has experienced it before you. Now, how you present that information is what aligns to your personal brand.
Exactly.
So if you present that very negative information in kind of an accusatory tone, now your personal brand is looking like you with the shit seats.
Looking like you about that bullshit.
Yeah, but if you present that very negative information in a simple, informative fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it can be spun to read or be perceived as this person is just sharing their experience.
Exactly. You know, last week, the Black community, I'm going to say they had decided or banned it, that they were going to have a boycott one day. They weren't going to buy nothing from nobody.
And did I buy something today? I don't think I did.
And as a business owner, I could understand both sides of that coin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're like, all right, we're tired of being mistreated. We're tired of these businesses not taking us for real and all that stuff.
Right.
And there came a call to action, a CTA.
CTA.
They said, we were not going to buy nothing on February 28th. Some did, some didn't.
Yeah.
When you go look at as yourself personally as a brand, I'm sitting there thinking myself as a business owner. I'm like, well, for the person, me, that has the business, and I still want my customers to shop with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as a Black man, I said, all right, I get what y'all trying to do.
Right, right, right.
I can see both sides of the coin. But that's only because we're in this business.
Right. Absolutely.
And a lot of people won't understand that.
Mm-mm.
And if I wanted to say, I'm standing with everybody. We ain't going to do none of this stuff. On the left side, I'm standing. On the right side, I'm hurting my business.
Yes,
sitting
you are.
There, sitting there thinking.
Because you have to remember, you're in this thing twofold.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it as a business owner, but then you're also in it as a minority business owner.
Exactly.
So business owner is looking at business brand. Minority is looking at your personal.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get you.
Yep.
I'm tracking, I'm following.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, a lot of people might not have thought it was that deep, but it actually can be
it
for
can
certain
be.
People.
Yeah, it can determine or sway a lot of choices that you make.
Exactly. And by the way, business owners is smart. Please file your goddamn business taxes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, file your business taxes. Don't be sitting up here listening to all these nitwits on the damn teletube telling y'all the IRS ain't this, IRS ain't that. Listen.
Just file them.
Just file them.
Just file. And if you got to set up a payment plan, just do it at a later date. You know what to do.
Do your due diligence as a smart and savvy business owner. Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't give them no room to come fucking with you.
Nope.
Because we keep near the book.
Because they will come. I don't care how many are projected to be laid off. And I say that in a not light fashion. I would never want anyone to be laid off. But I'm just saying, regardless.
Sooner or later.
They're going to come. That's what I'm saying.
Sooner or later. They're going to try. Yes. They're going to do their audits. Yeah. And they're going to come looking. You didn't do this in such time.
5 years later. And then they hit you with penalties over 5 years.
Retroactive.
You didn't find me. Penalizing me for you not finding me.
They gonna say, that ain't my motherfucking fault.
Yeah.
You knew what day them taxes need to be filed by. Regardless if it's 100,000 employees or two.
Right.
They don't change.
One.
It can be one sole person for I.
All right.
It won't be IRS, just be I.
You sure, right?
As long as that I is in IRS, you better file them goddamn taxes. And I'm just telling y'all, and yeah, that goes into your personal business as well. Hey, if you do right by certain things, you can avoid certain issues.
You can.
Taxation is just like any other thing. It's going to always happen.
Yeah.
As long as your ass kicking and screaming, somebody tax.
They got a tax on it.
They got a tax on it. So you think it's a game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But Ms. Parker, I appreciate you jumping in on this personal branding with me and just sitting there trying to give the people some good old information. And it's a positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
Do right.
Yeah. I mean, before we get up out of here, I just really want to highlight, and this is something I try to really pay attention to as well. When you're out and you're at, whether it's sporting events, you know, for your kids, or you're just there, you know, if you're at a professional event, anywhere, how you hold yourself is how people are going to perceive you as far as your personal brand.
Get y'all next time.